Radical Islam fears Bollywood. Bollywood works from the inside. When you have a song and music and cultural products going into a country, they are not just consumed at the level of entertainment. There is some deeper resonance that they have, which is why people want them. And so for a very long time, you know, here in America, the hope was if we can't change the Middle East by pointing guns at it, well, then, you know, Hollywood is going to do it. But the problem is Hollywood is very, very different. It's very alien and their concerns are completely different. But the one force that actually speaks to their concerns is Bollywood and India's film industry. The number of people who watch Bollywood is actually larger than the number of people who watch Hollywood. I think the figures are Hollywood, it's 2.6 billion, and Bollywood's, it's 3 billion. 3 billion is literally half of the planet. Many of these people live in Middle East countries and Arab countries and Muslim countries. Young people in the Middle East are just lapping up Bollywood. The song, the dance, the pomp, the show, the hot babes. I mean, they just love this stuff. The reason Bollywood appeals to the Muslim world is that it comes from the same cultural cloth. It reflects the kind of issues that Muslims are dealing with. The same kind of clash between tradition and modernity that Bollywood in India are struggling with. Simple things like romantic love and who should decide who one should marry. Is it the parents or is it the boy and the girl themselves? In the West, in Hollywood movies, that's not even an issue. But it's a huge issue in that part of the world. And all of Bollywood movies deal with that one central question that young people are preoccupied with. Who should decide? And this kind of this existential struggle is the struggle of youth everywhere in the East. To give you an example, the two blockbuster songs in recent months, one featured a dancer called Sheila. My name is Sheila. Sheila, I'm too sexy for you. And another featured a dancer called Muni. But both the songs came out at the same time, and India and Pakistan and the rest of the Muslim world, there was like literally a cultural civil war as to which of the dancers was better. Muni was better or Sheila was better? Who had the, you know, hotter moves? Who was prettier? Who was sexier? The interesting thing in this great rivalry between Sheila and Muni is that Sheila is actually, in real life, a Muslim woman. And the interesting thing about the Muni song was that the male lead of that song, Salman Khan, the guy who plays the policeman, is a Muslim as well. And both songs have been choreographed by a Muslim woman. Her name is Farah Khan. So when you have Muslims succeeding in Bollywood as Muslims, it makes them feel that, well, you know, we don't have to give up our religion in order to, you know, be modern. That subtle redefining of posture is very, very subversive of Islamic demands and Islamic extremism. Basically, if you can have a good time in this world and you can have, you know, Sheila and Muni in this world and still be, you know, religious, then why do you need to strap, suicide bombs to your chest and blow yourself up? Sheila. Ain't nobody got a body like Sheila. Ain't nobody got a body like Sheila. Everybody want my body up. Drive you crazy cause my name is Sheila. Ain't nobody got a body like Sheila.